Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Rock attacks have continued on Metro services to Gagebrook. Buses are now suspended at Cove Hill Shopping Centre from 5pm. It's just a week after services were terminated from 7pm onwards. It leaves travellers to either walk the 3Ks back to Gagebrook or to find other means of transport. Metro recommends using their trip planner tool or contacting the hotline team for assistance. Most shadow ministries have changed hands in Labor leader Dean Winter's new cabinet. There's also a new integrity portfolio that has gone to former leader Rebecca White.
The reason that Jeremy Rockliffe's last government fell apart isn't because of John or Lara, it's because of his performance on integrity and transparency. We need to keep holding him to account on those issues.
TAS Racing are taking action against the industry figures named in the Murrahy report. They've got confirmation they have the power to do so, and so show cause notices have been handed over asking them to explain why they shouldn't be banned from racing. A final decision will be made on Friday after reviewing the responses this week. Terror experts say Australia's national terrorism threat level isn't likely to be changed in the wake of Monday night's attack on a church in Western Sydney. The current official threat level sits at possible, meaning a threat exists still nationwide. Authorities are most concerned about young people being radicalised. And after a pretty warm summer, El Niño has officially ended. The Bureau of Meteorology says its cooler counterpart La Niña could be on the way, meaning a wetter than usual spring this year. To sport now, and a big blow for Carlton with dasher Adam Saad to miss the next 6 weeks with a hamstring tear. Saad to join former captain Sam Doherty in rehab after undergoing his third knee reconstruction, but the 30-year-old has told Fox Footy he's not ready to retire just yet.
Something in my makeup, I do want to finish my career on my own terms and in my own way, and that time's not now, so got a long sort of 12 months of rehab ticking away in the background.
And the countdown has begun for the Paris Olympics with just 100 days to go.